Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody around the world. Good morning. My name is Andrea Simintov. You are listening to Pull Up a Chair on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Before we get started, let's say good night. It's night. It's Wednesday night in the United States and in Canada. And it's very early in the morning. Oh, my gosh. In a lot of places. Late afternoon. So let's also say good morning to Boker Tov, Eretz Israel. Hello, India. Australia is listening in. Norway, Switzerland, Greece, Belgium. Good morning, Russia, and good morning, Colombia. Anybody else listening in? The chat room is open. Drop me a note. Tell me where you're listening in from. We have our regulars from Texas, and we love hearing from them. Okay, today's show is all about when good is great. It's scary out there, everybody, and it's not changing. The world as we knew it 4 months ago is changed. It's different. There are many, many people wringing their hands, lost, really awash in a sea of doubt, fear, and disappointment. Terrible places to live. Well, I have to tell you something. Today is going to be an upbeat show, and it's going to be an upbeat show because we have choices. Even within the sadness and the strangeness, we're still in control of the universes that we have created within the four walls of whatever abode we reside in. So, very excited to share with you the thoughts of listeners, the thoughts of friends who are telling me, who have written to me and told me about the good things that have happened during this creepy, strange era of Corona. You guys are rock stars, and indeed, you are responsible for the joy of this show that is taking us deep into the 9 days when the Jewish world changed forever. Andrea Simintov, I'll see you on the other side.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we're back. Andrea Simintov, pull up a chair. You are listening. We're together. We're spending the morning together. I should have had coffee, but I didn't. I'm having water today. Clean it out. Very sensitive, highly sensitized during this era of COVID. Okay. You know, like when you have so much to do, you don't even know where to start. I'm going to get out of here. No, I'm not going to get out of here. I'm going to stay in here. I've got a nice note I want to share with you in a moment. Okay. So today is the When Good is Great show. So last night I'm having dinner with Ronnie, a dinner that we are paying a high price for today, this morning. Anyway, we were having dinner and I was talking about the show, talking about, you know, the kind of things that, you know, everything, there's nothing that's separate from the coronavirus today. Everything, whether we're discussing the economy, whether we're discussing, the only thing that really remains the same that hasn't changed is anti-Semitism, and I'm on a break. I'm on a break. You know, if you want to know what terrible things people are saying about the Jews in the world, send me a note, Andrea at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I'll send you the link, the links if you want to delve. Let's take a week off from ugly, and let's take a week and celebrate, especially since we are in the midst of the 9 days, 9 days preceding Tisha B'Av, the date of the destruction. Many, many horrible things happened in Jewish history on Tisha B'Av, but primarily we remember it because it was the destruction of both of our holy temples, indeed 70 years apart from one another. And when the destruction of the second temple occurred, we were hurled into this, please God, temporary morass called Galut, the diaspora. And we've been crawling our way back to Israel ever since. So it's a very sad time, frightening time, reflective time on our calendar. So it's a perfect time for me to say to Ronnie at dinner, what do you think is positive? What can we put a positive spin on this era? What has come out of this for you? And he said, it was interesting. He said, you know, that we're not alone. We're not alone. I'm hearing, this is quoting him, you know, I heard today, this is last week, I heard from three friends that I grew up with, people that I haven't seen or heard from in 50 years. And he was very moved by that. And he was explaining to me that, you know, he got these calls from these people and the connections alerted him that there is a real holiness and a real value to the life that he has lived and continued to live. These people reached out. They found him via social media. Well, I've had the same experience. And in between the lines, the little spaces between the lines, those of us who aren't brain dead yet, we've heard terrible stories. We've heard stories about Labdil, marital abuse, domestic abuse, that's the term. The divorce lawyers are racking in the money. People are not living well together, not living in harmony, being forced to spend time with someone with who they were betrothed or committed to spending the rest of their lives with. Suddenly, there's real hatred. And playing in my head, I came up, I have this Joan Baez song. This beautiful Joan Baez song was actually written in 1968. I looked it up because I knew it and I sang it in some kind of a school choir. I remember the choir teacher, Mrs. Emberger. She was very, very Jewish. And later I found out, I think this was Joan Baez was actually written for a Baptist album. Nevertheless, all truth is Torah. And taken from the poem written by the novelist John Donne, D-O-N-N-E, Joan Baez writes a song called No Man is an Island. And it's with this that we talk about how good we are to one another, with one another, and for one another. I quote, "No man is an island, no man stands alone. Each man's joy is joy to me. Each man's grief is my own. We need one another. So I will defend each man as my brother, each man as my friend. I saw the people gather. I heard the music start. The song that they were singing is ringing in my heart. No man is an island way out in the blue. We all look to the one above for our strength to renew. When I help my brother, then I know that I plant the seed of friendship that will never die." With that in mind, I asked friends to tell me, what was the quote I actually put on Facebook? Hold on, we're going through papers. See how well organized the show is? You're getting the vibe. I wrote, "Please send a PM of something good that occurred to you and yours during the COVID era." and I assured anonymity, so I will try my darndest. I also assured them that, as usual, I will take literary license, so I'll make these some of these stories more dramatic because, hey, it's me. But one of the things that stuck out when I heard, as I mentioned, of all this dissent, terrible dissent between partners, life partners, parents, children, terrible, terrible things, I was very surprised and humbled by how so many families grew closer together. Let's see. Here, my friend Kay, it's not her name, wrote that her son and daughter-in-law signed a contract to buy a house 6 miles away. They want to be closer. They need to be closer. Closing. They accelerated their move from New York City by more than a year to come home to family. And then I'm looking. There was another wonderful one, very connected. Hold on. Let me see the connection here. Yeah. Here was this one. Two of our adult children. I love this. This is from Jay. Two of our adult children plus one of their spouses chose to quarantine with us. I mean, these people have been together for months. It's a big family. I know this family. The married couple did so because their neighborhood was unsafe. The single daughter lives alone in a studio, and all that isolation was unhealthy. The gift was that it had an amazing time with adult children, got to really know their spouses who had been together, you know, with their children, but they never really spent more than a few days. It was a blessing. We all worked remotely. This pandemic changed my entire practice. We taught each other new skills. My son-in-law learned to cook, work the barbecue. My husband learned to bake bread. My single daughter got tech education. Who knows where she's going to get that? And we all grew. The conversations were wonderful. And God willing, the long-term plan will be for us to eventually move at least part of the year so that physical distance is not the challenge that it is currently. Lemonade from lemons. I sobbed when I read these. Here's the story. Somebody with whom I'm very close. I know her distant family. Her father, hardworking man. He has a sports business. Let's just say that. He has a sports business and times were rough. And especially he's in a college town, and the sports business, he sells sports equipment and was relying on college. It shut down, the colleges, the university, but suddenly because of COVID and social distancing, home gyms were becoming relevant. More people were buying bicycles. And suddenly this man who is in terrible debt and actually facing bankruptcy, he's paying back loans. His business is actually booming. And his entire attitude is one of humility and one of deep gratitude. That instead, when the colleges closed and he lost his business, the business grew from necessity, and he has fallen to his figurative knees and screamed, Baruch Hashem, blessed is our God in heaven. Here, a lot of people gave up coffee, got the kids to eat less sugar, teaching them about nutrition. They went on Zoom calls. Here's one woman who started an online school. I'm going to actually tell you what it's called. It's called Real Life Lessons, R-E-E-L-I-F-E Lessons at gmail.com. And it's an online education class for, I don't know, it's for becoming better moms. Anyway, check out her site. She's great. Boys home from schooling, children allowing them to cut each other's hair and not caring. Here's one gal wrote to me. She started painting in March, and now her work is being featured in an online exhibition. Children got married and, oh, saved money to do home repairs. In crazy. Here's one wonderful. I was delighted that he listens. I'm going to tell you now, actually, I'm not going to tell you his name. Somebody very well in Israel is having his 50th anniversary, Aliyah anniversary. And he actually put together during this period an account of 50 personal encounters from, from Yasser Arafat to Nechama Leibovitz to Bibi Netanyahu, that Corona gave him the time to think it out. and his 50th Aliyah anniversary is occurring on his 70th birthday. When we're going to come back, I'm going to actually talk about Chana, our regular listener, because Chana really spit it out, and she talks from all our hearts and all our bellies. Things are good for those of us who are breathing in and out and are alive. It's all good. Andrea Simintov, I'll see you on the other side.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
Modesty at the beach? It isn't just about body image. It's about feeling good. Modest swimsuits, so we don't get burned by the sun.
So we won't get ogled by strangers.
So we'll feel free to express ourselves without the need to expose ourselves.
Let Marcy Modest help you to cover up what you want, how you want.
Made in Israel.
Visit MarcyModest.com. That's M-A-R-S-E-A Modest.com.
And get a 10% discount on your first purchase.
Two new shows on Israel News Talk Radio.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
We are back. Andrea Simintov, pull up a chair. I just want to tell you something. You guys are so lucky that you are not sitting in with me. I actually sang the Joan Baez song to the producer, to the engineer, during the during the break. He couldn't wait to get me back on the air. Okay, let's just see. Yeah, okay. All right. I want to tell you about Chana. Chana is a regular listener. Chana is a dear friend. And Chana, we would do that Joan Baez song so nicely together. You know that. Next on our agenda when we're allowed, maybe we'll do it on Zoom. Okay? I think you would be much more appreciative than the terrible engineer of this show. Anyway, having said that, I just love this. I'm going to paraphrase some of the things that Chana actually brought to my mind. So how she talks about discovering new Torah classes, learning to be kinder to myself when I set the bar too high, finding so many ways to connect to Hashem in every moment and deed, found plenty of time to mend old clothes and make new ones. Gee, I didn't know that about you. Discovered the importance of structure and learned how to be self-disciplined. Writing has become a habit of all of us. And, this is cute. Jetson phone calls and Brady Bunch group chats have become second nature. Okay. Grew out her hair, learning how to do fast and wonderful updos. Naches, in the Naches department, Hannah and others, I got so many notes about people becoming grandparents, people expecting to become grandparents, people whose children got married during this bizarre chapter called COVID. Here, when sometimes sadnesses become blessings. Here's a talk about a daughter who had been waiting for her Jewish divorce called a get. She received her get. Connection to grandchildren. More animals were available for rescue. Not having places to go and sitting home. Doing the human being thing versus a human being was good rather than it being a human doing. And this was my favorite line. A reminder, a constant reminder that things don't have to be perfect to be wonderful. Oh, I can go on and on with this stuff. So what I'm going to do instead, before we get to the Devar Torah section of today, I'm going to watch with the engineer. Sorry I insulted you, Mr. Engineer. You're a genius. You're a rock star. Okay. Because we don't want to, I won't sing to you anymore. Right. So we'll keep the show going. All right. And I'm getting more and more notes. All right. You know what? Maybe we'll do a gratitude section. Maybe we'll do a gratitude section each week because I'm drowning in them. And it's the greatest gift. I'm high. I'm absolutely high from this. All right. Came across an article. It was called 16 Things Everybody Should Stop Doing in Order to Be Successful. I want to get away from that successful thing. How about we put the period there? 16 things everybody should be doing, period. Doing in order to become content, happy with their lots. And it doesn't have to be 16 things. So I just came, I want to like spit these things out at you. I'm just watching the time because I feel very, very empowered, and I want to share this stuff with you. I feel it's just so good to do an upbeat show during this crazy, crazy time. So some of the things that I am going to start implementing in my life, probably poorly, but with practice, I hope to get better, is one, I'm going to stop caring what people think. That if we enter the minds of one another, okay, I think that we will find that the judges that we're so afraid of that, are pretty hard in judging themselves, that focusing on improving ourselves, it's contagious. It's magnetic. As I mentioned before, stop doing so much. I would like to paraphrase that and even say, maybe we should stop knowing so much. It's very liberating to know less and to say, you know, what is having all of this doing, all of this running, all of this racing, what is it costing us? What is the price of this busy lifestyle? You know, I just think we can all go very, very far if we do a little less. One of the exercises, so one of the things that we can also do is to stop meddling. Imagine connecting on Zoom. Imagine getting notes from people from your childhood from South Africa. Imagine having a show that people connect to you and open up their hearts. And instead of meddling, listening, growing, open our eyes. Why are we so preoccupied? It's pathetic how we get involved in other people's problems. You know, one of the things I learned when I started this blessed journey of becoming a life coach, we have an exercise and we call it pies. This is like, this costs big bucks when you hire me, and I'm going to give it to you for free because I don't know anybody who doesn't like pie, whether it be a savory pie, a pashtida, or an apple pie or a lemon meringue. And what do pies stand for? If all of us commit to eating a pie's every day, it means that we are taking care of ourselves, at least doing one thing physically the P, wonderful for ourselves. Doing one thing for ourselves that is I, inspirational. We can go into the depths of these after another show. E of the pie is to tickle ourselves emotionally, to connect, to reach down to those bones and sinews that absolutely trigger a deeper connectedness to both above and below, and also S, spiritually. Many people think that spiritually means only God. For me, it does. But for so many people, it means the reality, the recognition that there are things that are greater than ourselves. So by addressing every day what we need physically, what we need intellectually, what we need emotionally, and what we need spiritually, we are getting a steady diet of wholeness. It doesn't leave any of us room to meddle in the affairs of one another. Everybody, pleasure, very overrated. What about replacing seeking pleasure for seeking purpose? I like it. I like the idea of selecting what I watch on Netflix, selecting what I listen to on the radio and even via podcasts, selecting what I read or happily these days reread. So many of us decide outcomes. But I tell you something, today we're celebrating the idea that we can decide something is terrible, or we can choose our opportunities to love, to grow. And by the way, when you're talking about what to select and what to read and what to grow, I ask you, write to me, Andrea@IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I'm not a maven, but I'm always in process. And write me a note. Tell me what kind of things interest you, whether it be Israel, whether it be Judaism, whether it be growing as a human being, whether it means connecting to family or celebrating ourselves inside. I can toss you a few ideas, all right, things that kind of get me excited. Stop stalling. Don't believe the narrative. If somebody ever said to you growing up, you know, you're lazy. Guess what? That's their opinion. We talked 4 points back. Their opinion is not where we're going. It's your opinion. We are not lazy. We are not anything. We are what we choose to be. All right, let's see. Any other notes I wanted to throw at you? Oh, yeah. So many times we can't, you know, we baby our egos. We're like, oh, you know, if I hear something, we know, we see what's going with political correctness. We see what the cancel culture, cancel any thought that doesn't align directly with mine. Cancel somebody's belief system. Cancel someone else's morality. Defend it as ugly. You know what? Maybe instead of babying our egos, we can discover contentment by learning to listen, learning to sit with discomfort, visit and even revisit ideas that don't necessarily align with ours. And guess what? We can decide. And you know what happens after we decide? Take a break and decide again. The other thing I ask us all is to stop being anywhere but here. Let's give ourselves the gift of the present. COVID cannot take that away from us if all we're going to do is project. So I say, imagine our lives, our days, like a beaded, beautiful necklace. If we stop and take a moment, and I ask you, how is this moment, most of us will say, oh, this moment is good. And so I say, let's bead it, put it on the string, and let's bead those this is good moments together. And by paying attention to nothing, we will soar. And remember, we're in it together, and we're going to join hands. We're not an island. Andrea Simintov, I'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa. Each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany is but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. Ha! This is Andrea Simintov. We are listening to Pull Up a Chair. I'm trying to get back to the chat room. I don't think I'm so good with this today. Anyway, we are in the Devar Torah section. Can't believe it. So that means the end of the show, end of today's show. However, I like this gratitude thing. I like it a lot. So we are now starting the concluding book. Oh my gosh, when is Rosh Hashanah? Oh my goodness, yeah, the concluding book of the five books of Moses. Chumashim, the five books of the Moses. Okay, this parsha is called Devarim. And it's essentially, you know, it's a swan song of Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, if you're listening to the show for the first time, we try to use the Hebrew terminology, the Hebrew names. So we say it once in English, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it's essentially the swan song of Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher. And he's reviewing the events of Sinai for the past 40 years, okay? They're getting ready. It's all this preparation for entering the land. It's his final testament to his people, his last words of prophecy. Remember, there never has been a prophet like Moses, and there never will be. And it's spoken and written in his 120th year, the year of his death. Now, Moshe had some very strong criticisms of Israel. Sorry, we're not supposed to laugh, but we don't change. Okay, in this final message, and in the Torah reading this week, he complains. It's actually his chance to talk about that Jewish leadership is just way too overwhelming a task for any individual. Even, he doesn't say I'm the greatest, but you know, for even a Moshe. All he is, he's looking back, and what could be a time of great humbling reflection, he's faced with these bitter memories, his failure, you know, the failures in the desert, the golden calf, Korach, we remember that chapter, and indeed the constant carping, the constant moaning, the constant ingratitude of the children of Israel. You know, Moshe could easily have made this book, you know, into really a very, very bleak, not unlike what we're talking about today, that we could just talk about the bleakness of our situation. But that's not Moshe. You know, everybody would understand about this attitude. And indeed, everybody, we would all justify his feelings of hurt, rejection, and disappointment. But it's Moses we're talking about. He doesn't leave us with discouraging words. He really is a loving Abba. He blesses Israel. He blesses us despite our shortcomings, despite how creepy we are for all of our generations. He says so beautifully, as only Moshe can, may the Lord your God increase you as you are a hundredfold, and may he bless you as he has promised you. You know, one of the essential traits, and God knows many of us are struggling. We're struggling with leadership now. Protests in the street, people screaming for resignations. We're frightened. And one of the most essential traits for leadership of any kind, but certainly Jewish leadership, according to Rabbi Wine, Rabbi Beryl Wine, is, he brings down, is the cultivating of a good eye, what we say in Hebrew, an ayin tov. The rabbis in Pirkei Avot, they emphasize that having a good eye, or indeed a positive outlook, this is a major goal. This denotes real accomplishment in life. You know, a good eye allows us to be optimistic, hopeful. It's the kind of thing that I try in my own modest, humble, and very small way to try to achieve in this show. The realities of our lives, they're tough. They're really tough. I don't know about you. I get discouraged a lot. But how do we test our faith? That's the ability to remain optimistic, even in the face of these terrible, overwhelming difficulties and craziness. We're living with despair. As Jews, we always endure merciless criticism, pessimism, bitterness, cynicism. But none of this is actually acceptable. They're not acceptable Jewish behaviors. The Torah demands that we always look at life and people realistically. But we're not to fool ourselves that there are no negative dangers. But still, even within, we have choice. We can use our good eye. You know, his beautiful valedictorial address. Is that a word, valedictorial? Valedictory address? I don't know. It begins in the Parsha. It's very personal. He lays himself bare. There's no protection. He's extremely vulnerable. His frustrations are clear. And what does he cry? He cries, Echa! Echa! How can it be? Echa. This is the forerunner, indeed, of where we sit and weep and mourn on Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. And indeed, we read the book of Echa. How can it be? Because it's not only the stress of leadership that's paining Moshe. It is this relentless criticism, the refusal to see the good. Imagine how much lighter the journey could have been if it had been entirely with joy, entirely with expectation, entirely with outstretched arms and optimism and hopefulness. But then again, it wouldn't have been a Jewish journey. You know, anybody listening in who's a parent and has experienced the anguish of watching a child choose a path that we see as a parent is rife with danger, a bad path, there's not much we can do. We see it. We know it. We whisper in our hearts, Echa. But we have to remain upbeat and hopeful. Our rabbis define wealth as being satisfied, being happy with our lot. If that's the case, everybody, there are really very few really wealthy people in this world, because ingratitude, it affects family relations, business ventures, our well-being, lacking our self-worth. You could be the richest man in the world. You even could be, what's this guy's name? Jeff Bezos. He's like a quazillionaire. I don't know him. But in a world, you know, in a world where other faiths have hundreds and millions of adherents and followers, Judaism, we're the smallest ones in the world. And yet God tells us, you're wealthy if you're satisfied. I don't know how many people would say, but listen to that group of people. What do they have to teach us? Moshe tells us in the book of Devarim that it would be the case for we will be the smallest in numbers of all nations, but our inner strength always will lie in the deeply held conviction of being holy, remaining holy, being special, being indeed chosen by God for an eternal mission in this world, not for wealth, not for starring Hollywood roles, but for a mission. In recent times, our belief has been eroded by secularization, by ignorance of what it is to be Jewish. Moshe's words stand as a rallying cry to all of us as we enter these days towards Tisha B'Av to combine the twin evils that weaken us and endanger our survival and progress. It's this season that presses us to listen to his words and his message even more diligently. It's the pathway to consolation. It's the pathway to redemption. Before we go, I must share this. There's a saying of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev that this is the Shabbos when we're presented with a vision of the future Third Temple. And even though we're seeing it from such a great distance, it's there. We need to understand the connection between the vision and reading the Torah. That Moshe's words to us, that the whole book is different from the other four books. We need counsel of one another. Hearing, there's a difference between hearing. I'm just looking at my time. Okay, this is it. The people who traveled in the wilderness, everybody, they had an immediate knowledge of God. They didn't have to be told. They heard. They saw with their own eyes. They were touched by their responsibilities. But the rest of us, we hear about it. We listen. We haven't seen it. Some of us who just hear about events, we might even entertain doubt. Gee, could it really be? Hearing does not confer certainty. That's why the generation who were going to enter Israel were better than us, higher than us. Devarim, in short, tells us that there's a paradox. And through descent, through what comes down, comes true uplifting. The highest achievements that we can get are in our earthly roles, not the heavenly realms. By choosing to believe, by choosing to embrace the vision of the Third Temple, by choosing to accept the punishment and the warning of the 9 days,
Israel
we will
News
grow.
Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com page, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.